Hi, in today's video, I want to give you a few examples of the way that I trade and to give you some hints that will really help you become a successful Forex trader. Let's find out more right now. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. Welcome along. Today is Friday, the 27th of September, and nearly into summertime here this side of the world. And just a quick reminder that if you are in New Zealand, the clocks do change this weekend. So if you're waiting to see my daily trades at 9 a.m. our time next week, and you're still waiting till 10 a.m., that'll be the reason why. Just look out for those clocks. Just talking about that, I always use something like Forex Factory to keep me up to date with the different time zones and different change of time into summertime, wintertime, etc., using a site called forexfactory.com. It's a great site, helps you with all the news announcements and any relevant and up-to-date Forex information. So that's forexfactory.com. What I wanted to talk about today, continuation patterns, reversal patterns, trendline breaks and round numbers, four things that are critical to help you with your trading. So I want to give you a quick tip on all four of those. Had some a lot of emails because I said last week that I would promise I'd talk about that. So here we go. First of all, continuation patterns. A continuation pattern is when you are trading with the main trend but after a pullback. And it's a really good, safe way of trading. And what it means is you're not entering the trade when it's too late, because you, in example, an uptrend, you would have, let's say, an uptrend. You then have a pullback. And then you're looking for an opportunity to go long again, to buy again after a main uptrend, but only after you've had a pullback. And then you see the candle pattern or the trade set up to tell you, hey, this is the opportunity to go long again after you've had that retracement. Because don't forget that all currencies move up and down. Even in an uptrend, they're constantly zigzagging the way up and down. No currency does that. So always look out for pullbacks, retracements, and then the opportunity to go long again. And of course, exactly the opposite with a short position. You've had a downtrend, you then have a pullback, and then you look for an opportunity here to go short again. So that's a continuation pattern, a really good safe way of trading with the overall main trend, but after a pullback or retracement. The other type of trade that I look for in my trading and the way that I teach people and my clients to trade are looking for reversal trades. Now, a reversal trade looks really dramatic on a chart. And let's say you've had a huge uptrend and then you get the opportunity to go short or to sell at the top of an uptrend. The opposite with a short position, if you have a long downtrend and then you get the reversal pattern to buy. So that's a reversal pattern. It can be a little bit more unreliable as a pattern. You do need to have several other factors backing the trade up. You couldn't just take an engulfing pattern in a big downtrend looking to go long again, because you need other things backing it up. Now, one other thing you might look for is the next thing I want to talk about, which is a trendline break. So always look out for your trendline breaks. You don't have to be perfect with your trend lines because they are quite subjective. But just to give yourself a trendline break, if you are in a downtrend, you see a bullish candle, and it closes above that break of that trend, so it closes back above the downtrend line, look out for that type of scenario swell on your charts. It really helps to identify good, strong candle patterns from those that may be weaker setups. So that's a trendline break. And lastly, I want to talk about round numbers. I've talked about those in the past on these videos and podcasts before, but round numbers are something, or a number that ends in 00 or 50. They are very, very powerful, strong psychological bounce areas that the big players, the banks, the large financial institutions use within their trading. And so use those to your advantage. So for instance, let's say that the euro US dollar was at 1.3500 or 1.3495, let's say, even better example. Don't go buying at that time. Why would you buy into a round number, a psychological bounce area where the 135 level could be the high and then the euro US dollar may retrace from there? So don't go buying into those levels. So use them as bounce levels. So if, let's say, the euro US dollar bounced at 135, let's say it moved up, it came back, it hit 135, and then you get a bullish pattern bouncing off 135, that's your opportunity to go in long. Having 135 as a good, strong psychological bounce area. It adds safety to the trade in terms of your stop loss can be below that level, so you have a good, strong psychological area, a round number, place your stop below that. But certainly don't go buying or selling directly into round numbers. Use them as bounce areas. Use them as safe areas to place your stop loss the other side of them. So four good tips there.